Boys Guide to the Galaxy podcast, the official podcast of GalacticVoyage.com. We talk about Star Wars,
fanboy style.
You've taken your first step into a larger world.
Welcome to Fanboys Guide to the Galaxy, the official podcast of GalacticVoyage.com. I'm Ryan Zasso.
I'm Eric Boggs.
And this is your show for this week. We will be talking about some new Force Unleashed updates, Old Republic updates, and just pretty much just a video game update special. And we'll just throw a little C5 news in there as well. So, all right, let's get started.
All right, so we recently found out that Starkiller is indeed a clone. It was confirmed by LucasArts. His number is 1157, which has to be a throwback, a reference to THX-1138.
Yeah.
And on the TFU, the Force Unleashed 2 website, you can play 3 mini games to unlock clips, but these clips are just from the original game. And what really sticks out is the cloning facility you see at the Force Unleashed 2 website.
Yeah.
It's eerie.
That's pretty cool. It's interesting how they're kind of using the website to sort of convey elements of the story. I like how they're constantly updating it.
I read in the Xbox magazine that he was just like, Darth Vader makes him a clone, and then he's faulty, so they try to kill him, and then he escapes.
Is that a rumor, or is that confirmed?
Oh, that's confirmed, because LucasArts, they showed the beginning of the game to Xbox Magazine.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
There's also a trailer called, what's it called again? I can't remember.
Subject 1157.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And basically it just shows him in the cloning tank, and then it shows memories from the previous game.
Yeah, and we'll play that trailer.
He is now more powerful than ever.
Juno. Vader thinks he's turned you, but I can sense your future. And Vader won't always be your master.
What is thy bidding, my master?
Sever all ties to your past. And remember that the dark side is always with you.
The Sith always betray one another. But I'm sure you'll learn that soon enough.
There is much conflict in you. Your feelings for your new allies are growing stronger. Do not forget you still serve me. He is dead.
Will I ever see you again?
Observation mode, subject 1157, phase 13B, entry 27.
Let's see
your
memory be more imprinted.
Death, your future is. Lose. You must.
This game comes out October 26th.
Mm-hmm. So, you're going to be getting it for Xbox then?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been playing the first one a lot, because I've been trying to get all the achievements for it.
Yeah, I haven't bought it yet, because I don't have an Xbox. And if I get it for any system, it's going to be PC. And since that Ultimate Sith Edition came out, I might have to pick it up.
That's pretty awesome. It comes with the original game and the and effective.
Stop that ship! Blast them!
It's a trap!
I got him!
That thing's operational!
R2!
Step into a larger world.
If you're on Twitter, then you obviously know this news. The Celebration 5 official Twitter just released a whole bunch of guests that are now confirmed for Celebration 5. People like Daniel Logan, Jake Lloyd, Matthew Wood, Amy Allen, who plays Ayla Sakura, Caroline Blackiston. Mon Mothma.
Is she the episode 3 Mon Mothma, or is she the third Tron trilogy Mon Mothma?
I'm gonna guess that it's the prequel one. That's just my guess.
She's just in deleted scenes, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, Julian Glover's coming, right?
Yep, General Veers. That'll be cool. Ian Liston, Wes Jansen, and Jack McKenzie, that's Cal Adler, Alder, Christopher Monk, he's Captain Kirby, I'm sorry, I cannot pronounce people, Chris Parsons, he played for LOM, and K-3PO, and George Robisek, who played Commander Prodigy.
Don't forget Nick Gillard and Ray Park. Nick Gillard was a stunt coordinator, and Ray Park was Darth Maul.
Very cool.
Yes.
So if you're going to C5, that's a lot of people there. And I'm sure
I think everyone knows this, but George Lucas will be there also.
Yeah.
Going to C5, make sure you check these people out. Mm-hmm. We won't be going.
No, wish we could. You know, it's not too tough.
It'll have to be Celebration 6 for us.
But if you can get any information from C5, just send it to us, galaxyfanboy@yahoo.com, when you go. It would be very much appreciated.
Yep.
Obi-Wan, use the Force, Luke.
Don't give in to hate. That leads to the dark side.
You must learn the ways of the Force.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
He's more machine now than man. Twisted.
You've taken your first step into a larger world.
You know, with all these video game updates, we're just going to make a whole section for that, like for Force Unleashed and Old Republic.
Yes.
We get news, like, every single week.
Yeah. And, we're definitely going to have news next week, because E3 is going to have a lot of updates on LEGO Star Wars 3, The Clone Wars, the Old Republic, and The Force Unleashed. I just know that, because they always have huge panels for Star Wars at E3.
Yeah, I'm glad that they're making Clone Wars LEGO, because
That's going to be awesome. There's going to be at least 3 more games LEGO Star Wars now, because mm-hmm. 2 seasons in this game.
Because I thought that it's been kind of lacking since, like, the first 2 games were pretty good, like, you know, because there's the saga.
I like the Indiana Jones game.
What?
The Indiana Jones LEGO game is pretty fun.
It is pretty fun, but, I mean, it just doesn't have, like, the memorable characters. Like, because when Star Wars, you can have, like, thousands of different favorite characters for people, but in Indiana Jones, your favorite character is always going to be Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
So, that's why that's why the Star Wars one is always going to be more successful.
You gotta mention Hoth.
Alright.
It's announced.
Isn't
going to be the same Hoth you see in Empire Strikes Back. This is like 1,000 years before Empire.
Uh-huh.
Or long. How long is it? What's the time frame again?
I think it's like Darth Bane time, you know?
Like, yeah, so this is a long time. This is a long time before Empire Strikes Back, so it's gonna be a lot different.
Uh-huh.
But we're gonna see the fabled volcanoes that are on Hoth. We're gonna see, there's gonna be a war that takes place on Hoth, so.
There's definitely some cool artwork for this. It really it really gives me a Star Wars feel. I'm just so glad that they're doing this.
It feels so much like Rogue Quarry.
Korriban, the birthplace of my power. I arrived as a Sith acolyte, trained in the dark side. Now, an apprentice to a Sith Lord, my rage has purpose. I will hunt the Jedi and destroy the Galactic Republic.
Planet is Korriban.
Korriban. Which is in both of the original Knights of the Republic games.
Yes, it is. It is the home of the original Sith Temple, right?
Yes.
No, that was on Mandalore, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that where Revan found it? Was on Mandalore? During the Mandalorian War?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, I know is that this is the Sith Temple. That's one of the most famous Sith temples in Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
It is in both the Darth Bane books. And we see it in the first volume of Legacy. Darth Krayt goes back there. So this is a famous Sith temple.
And it's the starting world for all the Sith, I believe, right?
Yeah, so is this the Brotherhood of Darkness you play as? That's from the Darth Bane novels?
I honestly don't know. All I know
is... Well, it's an army. So, I think it's the same thing.
Uh-huh.
It's an army of Sith, and it's in the same time period.
Alright, so... It's a cool trailer. I'm gonna be a Jedi. Which I think that's gonna be the same for a lot of people.
For me, it depends on what I'm gonna be into at the moment. Because, like last year, when I first read the Darth Bane novels, which are really great, I was a huge fan of the Sith. I started reading an Obi-Wan novel, and that got me into Jedi again. So,
yeah.
It just all depends for me on what I'm gonna be into at the moment that the game comes out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably gonna play as a Jedi first, and then Sith, and then Bounty Hunter. Well. This game is supposed to be different, like, every time you play it. Like, you'll never get the same story, so that's what's really great about it.
Yeah. Where are we now? Are we done?
The two classes of Sith that were announced.
Right.
Juggernaut was announced, and the Marauder.
Uh-huh.
And also the Companion character was announced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Companion character sounds a bit more intriguing, and there's a bit more details about the Companion.
Yeah.
And there is for these other two, or the Marauder and the Juggernaut. I mean, it's going to be the same sort of vein that Chewbacca is in, or R2 or something like that.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty cool.
Or maybe Ahsoka to Anakin, or Ahsoka to Plo Koon.
Yes, I think that's.
Well, I guess you can't really. Can you call Ahsoka a companion? She's I don't know.
It's hard to explain.
Yes.
Yeah. Send your emails and commentaries to galaxyfanboy@yahoo.com.
I'm trying to reach Lando Calrissian.
Ichuta.
The Clone Wars Season 2 box set was finally announced. And it looks awesome. We have it's a white case and it has Yoda on the front of it. And it's packed with bonus features.
Uh-huh.
Like, it has the featurettes, this time it has full commentaries with episodes, which is going to be great. And also, it has a 64-page production journal and the Blu-ray exclusive. as the Jedi Temple Archive, which explores special effects, footage, early concept art, and more. See, this is what's great about Lucasfilm. You always get what you paid for. Family Guy and then all these other DVDs. You'll pay $44 for it, only get the episodes and what, two special features. This, you pay $44 and you get all 22 episodes in that whole season. You get a production journal and then a bunch of great special features. So it's, Star Wars is always worth it when you buy it.
Uh-huh. This definitely, it looks like it's worth $44.98 or for DVD and $60 for Blu-ray. I mean, look at all the bonus features it has. It has that production journal, like in the,
in season one?
Yeah, in season one. and then, commentary, yeah. I really like the commentary for the, season one.
And, it has, the making of the episodes. And the behind-the-scenes featurettes for the episodes Attack of the Zoa Beast.
Magic of the Holocron, Return to Geonosis, and Creating Mandalore.
Yes. So, we have behind-the-scenes of the Zoa Beast episode. I believe the first two episodes of Season 2, the Geonosis arc and the Mandalore arc.
And the Geonosis arc is like a 5-episode arc, so I'm interested to see how much content they're gonna have.
Yeah, so that one's probably gonna be the most interesting because that one was the most detailed episode of that arc.
We got a lot of Mike stuff.
Yes, and I wish I had a Blu-ray so bad because I really. These exclusive, it looks pretty awesome.
And then the Mandalore one. I mean, that's gonna be
interesting. I really hope there's, one of those George Lucas, like, I hope one of the commentaries or, just something they include George Lucas, like they did with all the DVDs or, the prequels. You always had this, 10-minute thing of George Lucas explaining something. That was really cool. I hope we see that again. Oh yeah, and this season 2, it is released the same day as The Force Unleashed 2, so if you're planning on buying both of these, you're going to want to save some money, because it's probably going to run you somewhere around $100, depending on if you buy the Blu-ray or the DVD.
Yeah. So, okay, well that's your episode for this week. We hope you enjoyed it, and we haven't been getting too many emails, so make sure you send them in, and tell us what we can do to improve the show, and you know, I'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars. Give me the Star Wars. Don't let them end. Star Wars. If they should Star Wars, please let me Star Wars stay. And hey, how about that nutty Star Wars bar? Can you forget all the creatures in there? And hey, Darth Vader in that black and evil mask, did he scare you as much as he scared me? Ah! Star Wars! Those here in Star Wars! My seventh winner up here! Star Wars!
This podcast is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox. It's intended for informational and entertainment purposes only. Star Wars, all names, sounds, and character, or any other Star Wars-related items are the registered trademarks of Lucasfilm or their respective trademark or copyright holders.